There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. Day.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Rolling in on hour number two, and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, where you can find the Contact series, which I've been churning out videos here and there when I can, and I'm getting ready to do a little more elaborate one on the G-Code Contact series Traveler's Bag. But to find out more about them, go check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Now, I have a few proclamations to make that I actually was going to do it before the phone call came in, but that's okay. We'll do it now. I am converted. Not entirely fully, of course, but I am converted. I am ready to tell you now today what I think the finest striker-fired pistol out of the box is for the money. Okay? For the money. There's a great many reasons behind all of this, but I will tell you that I believe the finest striker-fired pistol coming out of the box is the SIG 320. I had misgivings about the gun. I had heard about the trigger being this and that and the other and everything, and then I got a hold of one. And the first shots I fired in 2015 were with this gun, and I am converted. And I will tell you a couple of things about it that I like. I'll tell you the one thing, you know, right now everybody's going, well, what about the H&K VP9? Well, I'll tell you about that, too. First thing I like about it is with the trigger, there is not nearly as much take-up as there is with a Glock. And it is solid take-up. It is not sloppy take-up. And you get to the wall really quick. The trigger pull is crisp. Reset is short. It is just altogether good. The other thing about this gun is quite unique out there in the field. The gun itself is actually the internals. It has a little window in the gun, in the frame of the gun, by which you can see the serial number, because all of that can be pulled out of it and stuck into another gun. And I can buy the blanks for these guns. I have the service size pistol in 9mm. I can buy the compact and the carry size for about $300 a pop. And to stick the internals in it, and I have a functioning gun. And that, and all that's being regulated here is basically the trigger group. That's it. That's a plus. On the other hand, I like having different models of guns if I'm going to run a platform, and that's probably why I won't buy any blanks in 9mm. I have kicked around the idea of buying a 357 SIG blank, although I don't know what I'm going to do with that quite yet. Coming out of the box, the sights are better than Glocks, and Glock is what I normally carry, you know. The felt recoil on the gun, although the gun is a relatively lightweight, I like the felt recoil on the gun. It handles quite nicely. Unlike the H&K VP9, I don't like the magazine drop on the H&K VP9 because I'm not used to it. As good as it is, I don't like it. And please understand, this is simply my opinion I'm sharing with you. But as far as a gun to carry on a daily basis, now here's the shortcoming of this gun. This gun's been out for a little bit. There are very few holsters out there that it will fit into that I'm aware of. They tell you to go looking for the SIG 250 holsters, which this is just basically a reprovisioned SIG 250. That's the truth of it. The SIG 250 was a double-action hammer-fired gun. This is a This is a striker-fired gun, and they did away with the hammer. So if there's holsters out there for the 250 that I haven't found yet, that's fine. For those of you out there that have SIG 320s in 9mm looking for 250 magazines, go to AmmunitionDepot.com. They have them in stock. That's where I've been getting all of mine. They carry, in addition to ammunition, they carry those magazines. SIG has an American presence. That's the other thing. SIG Sauer USA is here in the United States, and H&K doesn't care about the civilian market. They may be changing their mind now because they're hitting the skids. The G36 just got kicked out by certain military, certain militaries throughout the world because I guess it's sort of junk. And now they actually are going to have to try to cultivate the civilian market, except this is a new thing for them. Their guns, I find their guns, with the exception of the VP9, to be excessively expensive. And they don't care about the civilian market. They don't believe in gun rights, I don't think, to be honest with you. And that's another reason why I like the SIG 320. Overall, I will concede that probably the VP9 probably has a better trigger. But coming out of the box, if you're looking for a good gun that's going to serve you as well as a Glock, but maybe better than a Glock, feels better than a Glock, the ergonomics on this grip are better than the Smith & Wesson M&P. That's the thing. You know, everybody's like, well, you know, the Glock would feel so much better if it had a grip like the Smith & Wesson M&P. This is better. This is so much better. And and like I said, this is merely my opinion, and it's worth exactly what you just paid for. Having said that, lately, while I have been carrying this gun a great deal, I did obtain, simply because I've been working on the piriformis thing, which made it hard for me to carry a heavier gun. And just for the fun of it, I've been carrying a SIG 226 because it is a classic. It is a workhorse. There's no way to beat one of these things down. And I've got holsters aplenty for it. The only holster I've got for the SIG 320 so far is the holster that came with the SIG 320, which will work. But let's not, I'm not writing home about it. I need to find a better holster for it. That's my opinion on that. Now, coming up on the, is that a call for us, Spec Ops, or is that something else? Anyway, coming up on the next break, when we get back, that must have been something else. When we get back, I'm going to tell you about what came in the mail while I was away. Because now that I've got my hands on it, I think this is epic. I think this is epic. This changes a lot of things within the marketplace that we're talking about. And I'll go ahead and tell you what we're going to be talking about. I'm going to talk about the Robar Polymar 15, the AR-15 that they manufacture. I finally have my copy of it. Now, as far as the handguns are concerned, understand this. Out of the box, I think the SIG 320 is an epic gun. It is the best gun out of the box for a self-defense pistol. Having said that, coming from Robar, I have a Tricon Glock 19 coming from them. They've taken my very old third-gen Glock and worked it over completely, and I can't wait to see how that runs. And coming from Agency Arms, I have both a Glock 17 and a Glock 19. And these guns are going to be built up to a degree where, as far as custom guns, that's a horse of a different color. But you'll be hearing about them as well. But, you know, right now for me, out of the box, if you're going to go to a gun shop, you're going to buy a gun that you don't want to do anything to, the only thing I'm going to do to this gun is put night sights on it. The three-dot sights that come on it are excellent, but they're not night sights. You can get them with night sights. But, I mean, this is just a solid piece. And, I mean, you look at it, it just screams tool. It screams utilitarian. And I like that. And the front end of the business end of the barrel, which, I can't show it to you in radio land. The business end of the barrel, if that's pointing at you, you're not going to have to shoot anybody. That's going to scare somebody enough where they just run away, which is a good day. And if you do have to shoot somebody with you at Ammunition Depot, they've got the 17-round 250 magazines that will fit in it usually all day long. That's my rant on the handgun. Coming up next, my impressions of the Robar Polymar 15, which I haven't shot it yet, but that's coming up too. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at GeorgiaOptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS80, Guns80.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit checkbookira.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. Checkbookira.com. Checkbookira.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, the GCN call-in line, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. Whether you're looking at the original line of holsters, the OSH, the SXT, or the SOC, or you're looking at their Scorpion line or how they put it all together with the Contact series, they continue to evolve. What you see today is not what's going to be there tomorrow, and this is what makes them the best company of their type on the planet. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. You can't see it in Radio Land, just like the other part, but in my hands, in my hands, I am holding the Robar Polymar 15. Now, the first thing that you would be stricken with if you pick this weapon up is how absolutely light this thing is. This is a loaded weapon, by the way, with an optic on it. And it just gets in with the magazine. I think it might get a little bit past 6 pounds. Loaded. As the weapon comes to you, now, here's the thing about it. One of the things that makes it so light is the upper and lower are polymer. Now, some people who should know better have questioned me already about the polymer. How does the polymer stand up to heat? Now, a lot of these people that are talking about how does the polymer stand up to heat probably run a Glock or a 320 or a VP9 or a Springfield or a Smith & Wesson M&P. Heat is conductive, and yet none of these polymer pistols at a training class where they're running 700 rounds through it in an afternoon. None of these begin to melt, do they? The polymer in both the upper and lower on the Robar Polymar 15 is tougher. It is tougher and stronger than the polymer used in the polymer pistols. And it has the weight advantage to it. All the pins going through it are secured with bushings so that it does not wear on the polymer. That is I've never seen that before. People who aren't doing it should be doing it. All of the metal pieces on the inside of the gun are finished with a proprietary MP3 coating coming from Robar. The gun itself is the epitome of weight reduction. The rail on it is made by Bravo Company. For those of you who like Bravo Company, it's one of the lightest, most skeletonized rails I've ever seen. It has a slightly angled vertical foregrip coming off of it, polymer. It has a buttstock by Bravo Company, one of their fighter carbine buttstocks, and a grip by Bravo Company. Comes complete with Magpul backup emboss sights. Most guns coming out of the box don't have those on them. This one does. In addition to it, you get two magazines, a quick detach 2-point sling, tools to set your sights with, some paperwork on the gun, two sections of Picatinny rail if you want to set them on either side. It is a key lock, I believe that's the term they use for the rail. It's a key lock frame. So you don't have to take the quad rail off to attach things to it. So you can attach the Picatinny rail to it quite easily. It's quite the piece. And the price it comes in is what stunned me, because it comes in right at $16.95 MSRP with all of this stuff coming with it. Magazines are made by Tango Down, very lightweight, plastic, polymer, if you will, whatever. Has a low-profile gas block. The barrel has been whittled down and taken down to the low. It's a pencil barrel. Has a Spikes Tactical Melanized mid-length gas tube, if you really want to... If you really want to get down with it. Some of the stuff that it comes with a mil-spec trigger assembly. Nothing special about the way the gun runs. But here's the thing. For those of you taking a class, while having a nice trigger on the gun, and that's easily changed. Having a nice trigger on it, while it's going to be great, you've got to carry this gun for a day. Which I've carried an M16 before anybody cared about how much it weighed. I've carried an M16 for days on end. And that begins to wear on you. Lightweight is nice. Optional, this one has the KTC Stealth muzzle brake on it, which I'm thinking that's going to mitigate recoil quite a bit. You can get battle comp 1.0 or 1.5. This is a 14.5-inch barrel with a pinned, welded KTC stealth muzzle. And, you know, all of this, you know, looking at this, I'm duly impressed. I haven't taken it out of the range yet. That's coming up very shortly. I've already done a tabletop video on this, which you can find on my YouTube channel, which is quite creatively titled Bill Frady. And it's also, you can find it on the Facebook page as well. Which those of you, there's some of you that have said, Bill, why didn't you make any announcements? My website is not exactly a hub. If you want to find out some things about what's going on in the show, I would recommend going to the Facebook page, which is facebook.com/lockandloadradio. LOCKN load radio. And hit that with a like. And it's then you'll, because I was publishing stuff about what I was doing all along the way, except for the part with the Comrex, because I was just petrified they were not going to be able to fix it, which Comrexes don't come cheap. I could sell three of these and get MSRP for three of these Polymar 15s, and it doesn't cost to cover the cost of the Comrex, just to give you an idea of where I was sitting there for a moment. So but that's the way to keep up with it. Go to the Facebook page. I use the free social media. I don't publish things like what I had for dinner or anything, just stuff that's pertinent to the show. Thank you very much. Check this out, though. This is, as far as weight and balance, this is a game changer. This is a game changer. Loaded, and now you don't have to get the aim point one, but if you get one of these, go with one of the micro dots. There's plenty of them out there to be chosen. I think probably the best budget one is probably the Vortex Spark. Although there's plenty of the, I think Spikes Tactical makes one they call a Spider now. And am I going to torture test this? I'm going to torture test this the same way I ran it when I was in the military, which I don't get these torture tests, because in the military we treated our weapons with almost reverence. We took very good care of these things. They're very vital to what we do. So, no, I'm not going to try to chop down a tree with it or anything else. I'm going to carry it the way I carried it when I was in the military, which lots of things happened to my weapon there. I just made sure it was okay as soon as it was over with. We're going to be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. That's the GCN call-in line. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. I've been carrying my 226 around in my G-Code OSH. Comfort beyond belief. Comfort beyond belief. It never ceases to amaze me the way that it distributes the weight, which is a good thing because I'm going right now, in addition to the cardio rehab, which I'm going to be doing for the rest of my life. I don't want you to believe that he's still in it. Is it okay? Yeah, it's fine. It's great. I'm going to be doing this for the rest of my life because I'm never going through that again. But in addition to that, I've got some stuff going on. I'm seeing another performance therapist that's going to help me. He specializes in with athletes, and he's helping me with my mobility, my balance, and my flexibility. And carrying a gun of that size and that weight, all steel, used to be torturous. And now it is no longer that way because of, one, the therapy, and two, the holster. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. Anytime you get out there with the gun safety organizations that get all the press, they're going to say, one of the things they want to tell you all the time is that no one wants to take your guns. We've heard this ceaselessly. We've heard it for decades. And these enemies of liberty will be telling you this while at the same time they're on full-on barrage against your civil rights. Now, during Obama's first term, that drumbeat got sort of loud. And it has continued to gain volume and intensity since then. Now, they haven't gotten very far with it. But now, now they're getting sort of heavy on a meme. And this is not the new meme. This is just the one they're getting into heavily. You see, we're paranoid. We gun owners, we're paranoid. We're misled by the gun lobby. And I'll tell you what I think about that in just a second. We're very misidentified as the NRA. The gun lobby is accused of irrational fear-mongering and seeing threats where none exist and fighting against reasonable, common-sense gun violence prevention efforts, all for the sake of protecting the outrageous profits of the massive firearms industry. You can find this all over the place if you look in media. You can find this all over the place. You can find the exact same talking points as you're going along, proclaiming this truth, berating the gun huggers and the ammo sexuals and the good old-fashioned gun nuts for being intransigent in the face of the prohibitionist self-declared non-threat. Their language is a little too similar for me to be coincidence. It reminds me of the journalist. It does. It reminds me of the journalist. They're clearly working from the same playbook. You know, we saw that from Every Town for Gun Safety. But occasionally, they can't help but allow certain truths to escape in the middle of their rants. Now, like I said, they keep repeating this thing, Obama isn't trying to take your guns, in bold-faced capital letters with plenty of underlining exclamation points for the emphasis, followed by some statement that they all want to do, all they want to do is to keep dangerous weapons away from dangerous people, ban assault weapons, which is all based upon description that they will determine, automatic and semi-automatic firearms, and high-capacity magazines and other weapons most frequently used by mass murderers and criminals. The only problem with that is that describes every gun I own. because handguns, as an example, with the exception of the Glock 18 and any other, maybe the, Beretta M93, most handguns are not fully automatic. They come in semi-automatic variants, the same thing the military carries. You can go buy right now today. Right now today. But they don't like them because of their high capacity. They're semi-automatic. like Bill Clinton's famous distinction about honesty being dependent upon your personal definition of what is, rights restrictors suggest that as long as they're not calling for a ban on all of our guns, we're just being paranoid. They see a vast distinction between wanting to take away all guns and just wanting to take away the ones they're most afraid of at the moment, which also happens to be the most popular amongst us that own guns. So with that in mind, let's look at which guns and ammunition and related products they have specifically advocated taking away or restricting in recent years. Their current list includes assault weapons, which they have a very difficult time defining, high-capacity magazines, which are also very flexibly defined, and 50-caliber BMG sniper rifles, which they tell us are capable of shooting down airplanes. They want to ban handguns with plastic or polymer frames, handguns made of lightweight materials, handguns that are too small since they're easily concealable, and handguns that are too large and too powerful. There's been numerous attempts to ban handguns altogether. The Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence was originally formed as the National Council to Control Handguns before changing its name to Handgun Control, Inc. The Coalition to Stop Gun Violence changed their name from the National Coalition to Ban Handguns, not because they stopped wanting to ban handguns, because they also wanted to ban assault weapons, once again loosely defined, and other guns they say too dangerous for the public to own. They have already effectively banned fully automatic firearms and rifles and shotguns that are too short and handguns that are too long. Imports for most military surplus firearms and any gun that doesn't really look like their idea of a mid-century hunting rifle. Laws have been passed in California and New Jersey respectively banning all semi-auto handguns that don't include a mechanism for making the expended case from the gun's make, model, and serial number. And any handgun that isn't able to automatically detect whether the person attempting to fire it is an authorized user. Neither of these technologies actually exist in a reliable, workable form. We're talking about micro-stamping and smart guns. We've seen proposals to ban shotguns with detachable magazines, ban telescopic rifle sights, ban long-range rifles, ban hard, solid bullets, ban soft, expanding bullets, ban laser sighting devices, and ban anything intended to make a gun less destructive to the shooter's ears. And they're actively trying to make it illegal for a hobbyist to make a gun in his own garage. So in short, they want to ban any gun that is too big, too small, too powerful, too accurate, too long, too short, too loud, too quiet, or can fire too many rounds too quickly. And it is they who say they want to define what two is. They've tried to ban virtually every firearm ever made or conceived, and they have mandated technology that doesn't exist, is seriously flawed, or is outrageously expensive. There's not a tax or a fee or an insurance requirement they don't like. So the truth is, no one wants to take our guns away. They only want to take away or severely restrict the guns they don't like. And the problem with that is that these are the guns we own, for the most part. Once they're all banned or tightly controlled, we can expect them to begin pushing for prohibition on whatever might be left, just as they did in England and Australia. But don't worry about it. Nobody's really wanting to take away your guns. We're just being paranoid here. In Australia right now, there is a lever-action shotgun they're trying to import, and I don't remember who makes it. 8 shots, lever-action shotgun. Sort of like the one I think that Arnold Schwarzenegger probably carried in Terminator 2, because it was a lever-action shotgun. They've decided that the lever-action and the eight shots is high-capacity. The lever-action makes it an assault shotgun, because it can be fired so rapidly. And they're not going to allow it to be imported. This is the way they want to go. This is the way they want to go. This is what we got to fight. When we get back, we're going to talk about the latest person that wants to be the spokeshole for the gun control movement. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Last time on the firing line, and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com. I carry the Contact Series Traveler's Bag everywhere I go, and I don't even know I have it. And now all I've got to do is figure out how to carry this Robar Polymar 15. And my ISIS welcome wagon kit is complete. Streamlined, sleek. It's bad. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. One more time, let me point this out. In the coming days and weeks, there's going to be things coming up where I may have to pre-record shows. Now that I have the Comrex fixed, I'll be able to do that. However, it's not going to be live content. And this is all in an effort to get into this home station where the sound coming to you will be better, where the board ops won't have to work quite so hard, but they'll just be able to pipe it to you and let it go. To keep up with what's going on with the show, go to the Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/lockandloadradio. Like the page. And I need the likes. Go like the page. The likes are good. Go like the page, and then you'll be in the loop with what's going on, because it's not just me that is Lock and Load Radio now. I also have Beth Baca, who's the ninja director, Tank Funicello, the ninja scribe. I mean, there'll be somebody there posting what's going on around the world. Just for your own edification, go do that. Coming off of this shooting in Lafayette, Louisiana, which, I saw this. The guy went out and bought a High Point. So if it's about the gun, I really don't get that. I really don't. The fact that he was able to shoot anybody amazes me. Come on, Bill. High Points are okay. Yeah, okay, sure. I don't own one. But while everybody's sitting back and we have this another tragic loss of life in another gun-free zone, with a guy who should not have been able to buy a gun, funny how this happens, and with another guy who just happens to be above, he's beyond all of the usual demographics on these guys, on these type of shooters, but that's all beside the point. Despite all that, what do we really get out of it? We get another spokeshole, a new spokeshole, if you will, in the gun control attempts across the nation. And it is none other, the person calling for new gun laws is none other than comedian Amy Schumer. Now, I had to look her up because I don't know who she is. And I'm not surprised I don't know who she is. Now, right now, she's presently the most important comedian in the eyes of the urban elites. Apparently, she fulfills the requirement of not really being funny. Sort of like Dane Cook. Everybody was talking about Dane Cook, how funny he is. And I've seen the movies he's been in, and I have watched some of his stand-up, and, you know, he's no Sam Kinison, he's no Bill Hicks, he's no Dennis Leary, no Christopher Titus, no Eddie Murphy, he's none of those guys. I wouldn't pay it, you couldn't pay me pay me to go see a Dan Cook show. I don't know where he bought the high point from. I will check into that, though. So she apparently fills that space. She did a speech Monday endorsing new gun legislation, sponsored by her cousin. And I don't know if this is true or not, but sponsored by her cousin, New York Senator Chuck Schumer. She managed to veer into her favorite subject of gender politics, even though the Louisiana shooting that inspired the bill appears to have nothing to do with women's issues. This happened in the middle of her movie, Trainwreck. And that's why she takes special personal umbrage with it. And she's been told by her friends that it could have happened with any movie. But this is her statement. I got about a million emails from friends telling me it could have been any movie, and I'm trying to believe that, but I'm not sure. I think the idea of women's equality making anyone upset is not anything I'll ever understand. What the hell does that mean? Doesn't the last sentence sort of go in the non sequitur direction? She responded to a question. That was her response when asked if she thought the shooter intentionally chose a showing of her film for the crime, Trainwreck. She's courageously stated that she doesn't care about the idea of the backlash that would come from supporting an idea that is endorsed by the most powerful forces in the country, because I want to be proud of the way I'm living and for what I stand for. What's that, Amy? What exactly is it that you stand for? In spite of her comments that make it seem like it's her against the world, she clearly stands up for the interests of one of the most privileged groups in our society, upper-class white women. She has a particular knack for turning this well-educated, well-funded group's grievances into urgent causes for social justice. Issues like pay equality and campus rape hysteria. She's even managed to turn private complaints into problems society needs to resolve. She's received the Trailblazer of the Year Award from Glamour magazine and pontificated, "I'm like 160 pounds right now." I can't say what she said about that afterwards. That statement, while vulgar, was rapturously received by the audience, and the Huffington Post published a breathless piece praising it up to high heaven. She basically was saying she can have any man she wants to at 160 pounds. Okay, great. So she's out there saying some of this stuff. It isn't particularly clever. In really bad taste. I like clever comedians. I like comedians that will... Sam Kinison was especially good at this. He would tell a joke at the beginning of a show, and then about three-quarters of the way into the show, he would incorporate that joke again as a way to ram home a point that he was making in a comedic way. And he had a delivery style. He had everything. This girl, as far as I can tell, the biggest thing she's done so far is dress as Princess Leia for some magazine cover. Which, you know, that who hadn't done that? Well, I haven't done it just yet. But all that notwithstanding, I'm surprised that she didn't want to go the way of, you know, she was praising everything but Caitlyn Jenner, who's still a guy, by the way. Caitlyn Jenner's still a guy. He's still Bruce Jenner. Not Caitlyn. Still going to be a guy. No such thing as transgender. Maybe trans-psychiatric, but not transgender, sorry. Before we go away, Huffington Post inadvertently makes this thing. They made this statement in an article. There's a one pilgrim working there named Tim Mullen. And this is a backdoor advocation for personal reliance and self-defense. He wrote an article, "Cops should stay at the station and wait for a call." And this is all about, Sandra Bland and Freddie Gray and Trayvon Martin and all these other guys that died. Sandra Bland would be alive today if the cops hadn't arrested her. That's the mindset. And, one of the things that I take heart in in this never-ending, continuing saga of a fight that we seem to find ourselves involved in this ideological combat as they come after our rights daily, is that some of the stuff they get out there that they believe is absolutely stupid. It's absolutely stupid, and we should be able to deal with this quite easily. Quite easily. Now, one thing I need to let you know, just as an aside as we're going forward through the week, because of the way things worked out, I have no guests scheduled for this week. So tomorrow and the next day, just going to be me and you. So come with the popcorn. Very glad to be back with you. Very happy to be back with you. Doing my best to make things better for you. But if you want to keep abreast of what's going on, get somewhere where you can read what's going on, because when I'm not here, of course I'm not here, so I can't put it out. Facebook.com/lockandload radio. That's going to be the easiest way to do it. I like that, though. Let's let the cops stay at the cop station, and we'll call you if we need you. Good idea. Not a bad idea at all. I like it. I like it a lot. I can live with it, too. I can deal with it. I'll just put, let's see, what will I'll strap on the best polymer striker-fired gun out of the box and just go forth and have my day. Every day. We'll be back in 22 hours. Between now and then, please remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Wednesday. This has been the return of Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.